is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a damning assessment of a second possible Trump presidency by his longest-serving chief of staff. John Kelly tells the New York Times from what he witnessed at the White House, he's convinced Mr. Trump would rule like a dictator. And he says the former president talked about using the military against his domestic opponents.
Mr. President, that's outside your authority. We really don't want to do that inside the United States. But now that he's talking about it as, I'm going to do it, again, it's disturbing.
A Trump campaign spokesman tells the Times Kelly has beclowned himself. Mr. Trump rallied supporters in Greensboro, North Carolina last night.
I'm competing against this stupid person. I think we are winning by a lot. I have a feeling we're winning by a lot.
NBC asked Kamala Harris if sexism is hurting her campaign.
It is clear that regardless of someone's gender, they want to know that their president has a plan to lower costs.
Tough times at a troubled airline. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Boeing reported a massive third quarter loss of more than $6 billion. The loss comes as the company's struggling to right itself after manufacturing problems, multiple federal investigations, and a strike of its workers.
Factory workers are voting on a new contract today. Quarter pounders are off the menu at McDonald's in 12 U.S. states after they were linked to more than four dozen cases of E. coli infections. Correspondent Nancy Cordes spoke with CBS. This is Dr. John LaPook.
So far, one death has been linked to the outbreak. 10 people have been hospitalized, including a child who developed severe kidney complications.
People can get really sick from this. The symptoms include diarrhea, which could be bloody, abdominal cramping, vomiting, fever, and you can get severely dehydrated.
That was CBS's Nancy Chen, and ailing Harvey Weinstein will be back in court today. CBS's Matt Piper is in New York.
Prosecutors plan to bring more charges against Harvey Weinstein on top of additional sex assault charges and rape claims announced earlier this month. Prosecutors have sought to consolidate the new charges with the ones previously brought against the 72-year-old so they can be tried in court together.
Weinstein is undergoing treatment for bone marrow cancer. A disease more commonly associated with pirates is making a comeback. CBS's Michael George.
The medical journal BMJ Case Report says a middle-aged man got scurvy after neglecting to eat fruits and vegetables due to financial problems. He also said he sometimes skipped meals altogether after his bariatric weight loss surgery.
Scurvy is caused by a severe lack of vitamin C, something seagoers of old had a tough time getting a hold of. S&P futures are down 19, Dow futures off 236. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz held a rally at Racine's Memorial Hall last night, joined by local leaders who all encouraged early voting. Walz came to Racine from the state capitol, where he appeared with former President Obama.
We had a little gathering down in Madison, but I think there's more energy here tonight, so thank you all.
Supporters waited about an hour for Walz to speak, and he emphasized the importance of voting early while praising his running mate Kamala Harris. There was significant turnout among early voters yesterday, so much so it caused a temporary technical issue with the state's election system. Despite the glitches, the Wisconsin Elections Commission assures voters that all ballots were accurately processed. You can find out more about how to vote and where to vote at civicmedia.us/vote. Pleasant Prairie is set to welcome a new 710-unit apartment complex. It'll be built on a little more than 60 acres near the Outlet Mall. Construction is scheduled to begin in the spring and aims for completion by 2028. And Waukesha County's proposed sales tax has been withdrawn. The county executive pulled it before a scheduled vote last night. Discussions are ongoing regarding a similar proposal in Racine County. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks without Middleton. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers began his press conference by asking the number one question on the mind of reporters.
I wonder what you're going to ask.
Was Chris Middleton able to practice yesterday?
No Chris today, so probably no Chris tomorrow.
Probably.
It's pretty 100%, so 99.
The Bucks are in Philadelphia tonight against the 76ers for their season opener. Philly will be without Paul George and Joel Embiid. NFL, the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon hopes he he can return a kick for a touchdown Sunday in Jacksonville against the Jaguars, says he's kind of tired of being tackled by kickers and punters.
I think I should have like 7 touchdowns right now in the NFL, and all of them got stopped by a kicker. So I'm trying to figure out a way to make the kicker and punter miss, but they just take good angles, and it's starting to irritate me. Rams, Kansas City, Philly.
That's the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 57 for a high this afternoon with wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 37. Tomorrow, sunny 62 with a chance of a shower or thundershower tomorrow night. After that, a sunny, pleasant fall weekend ahead. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Guys are 80 years old, and time is still on their side. The Stones on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and Elvis.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
and we listen. Local news, timeless hits. It's back on WRJ, and I'm Cindy Huber. Great to be with you this morning. It means they still haven't fired me yet, which is awesome. Always an awesome thing in radio. The second thing, though, that I'm really excited about is one of my favorite groups is going to be our artist of record today when you hear the Carpenters. Yeah, it's about time. Richard Carpenter had a birthday a couple of weeks ago. Karen, of course, passed away back in, let's say 81 or 82. It's been a long time. But with her timeless voice and Richard Smarts, finally, we've got the Carpenters today as our artist of record when you hear me play the Carpenters. And you'll know what, Karen. I'll make it a real easy song for you. You know, Rainy Day. No, let's do the other one. Why Do Birds Suddenly Appear? Yeah. Close to You. When I play Close to You, and we are going to do Close to You from the Carpenters sometime between 10 o'clock and 1. Oh, is that big enough? Is that a big enough time thing for you? Between 10 and 1, when you hear the Carpenters, Close to You, be my fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN, and you'll win an album from the Carpenters from Time and Again, Music and More in Sturtevant. Our buddy Ray really keeping this contest going for us, and we sure appreciate it. Plus, on Friday, everybody that wins this month, including today and tomorrow and Friday, could be eligible to win record player to play your vinyl on right here from WRJN.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's right here at WRJN. 6 o'clock this morning, it was still summer, muggy August, and now we are into October, that's for sure. Here's the Turtles, and you showed me.
You showed me how to do exactly what you do, how I fell in love with you. Exactly what you do.
and now you love me too.
And nothing sweeter than punch. Well, I don't know, maybe pure sugar cane. But other than that, it is Association. Along Comes Mary. I'm Cindy Huber on WRJN, where we do local news and timeless hits. And we also have the big deal of the day. And today, our big deal is 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. If you've never heard our big deals, you go on our website, WRJN.com, and you click on, you go on the big deals tab, you click on that, and then it comes up with what the big giant deal amongst all of our other deals, which are normally 30% off. Yeah, but they are always up to 30% off of whatever we have sponsored. But in this case, it's 50% off savings off Dogs and Cream in Racine. And what this means to you, and especially to me, since I've been waiting all week for this, they have the hot dog game on lock, whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet Frank. It's happiness on a bun, made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. Wow, okay. Now I really do want a hot dog today. And you can save room for that velvety custard. They'll melt your troubles away. You just go to WRJN.com. You click on the Big Deals tab and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates. Today only, $10 at WRJN.com. And now we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're down to the last 2 weeks to the presidential election. Democratic running mate Tim Walz in Madison yesterday needled Donald Trump for canceling interviews.
I don't care how exhausted he is, because I can promise you he's not as exhausted as the American people are of him.
Early voting is underway. Former President Barack Obama urged the Walz rally to take action.
Do not sit back and hope for the best. Do not think this is a distraction or a joke.
The two warned that a second Trump administration with no guardrails would have dangerous consequences. A fire has shut down a Jefferson County ethanol plant. Officials at the Ostalon Bio plant say the fire started Monday in one of the facility's dryers. Ostalon Bio calls itself Wisconsin's largest ethanol producer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It wasn't just Tim Walz riling up Racine voters last night. Before the vice presidential candidate took the stage, Racine's mayor, a state assembly rep, and the candidate for the 1st Congressional District grabbed the mic. Peter Barca, running against incumbent Brian Stile, urged supporters to finish strong.
The next 14 days are the most pivotal. And are you ready to go out these next 14 days and not only vote yourself, but make sure all of your friends and families get out the vote?
Racine's Memorial Hall had a few hundred supporters inside for the second of two Wisconsin Walz rallies yesterday. Both Racine and Kenosha saw big numbers, and across the state, early voting led to a glitch. All votes were counted. However, an unexpected surge in early voting caused the state's election system to lag yesterday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission acknowledged problems with the My Vote online system, leading some communities to resort to hand-counting votes temporarily. Despite the setback, the commission says the issue has been fixed and voters can be confident that their ballots will be accurately processed. Places to live in Pleasant Prairie are increasing. A new 710-unit apartment complex called Inspire Prairie Springs has gotten approval from the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission. The development will be located on 66 acres of vacant land next to the outlet mall. The project is scheduled to break ground in spring and be fully completed by 2028. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. They have the hot dog game on lock. Whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, it's happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 57 for a high this afternoon with wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 37. Tomorrow, sunny 62 with a chance of a shower or thundershower tomorrow night. After that, a sunny, pleasant fall weekend ahead. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Well, that's-
is WRJN, and if you liked that blast from the past with Edison Lighthouse, then I know you will love this one. From Bobby Sherman, Don't You Know. Julie, do you love me? WRJN.
Being alone at night makes me sad, girl. Yet brings me down. And turning and freezing and burning and crying all through the night. Oh, Julie, 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 do you love me? Julie, 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 do you care? Julie, Julie, are you thinking of me? So much fun together. I was sure that you were mine. But leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time.
Thinking of me. sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
And WRJ at Local News, Timeless Hits, Good Vibrations for All. And one of the tunes that I played earlier was Bobby Sherman. That actually started with Don Rosa to me right before he left to go home this morning. And we started, for some reason, started talking about Bobby Sherman. And he goes, "We don't play him, do we?" And I said, "Oh, we do now. If we haven't before, Bobby Sherman is." And boy, didn't that song get into your, that's your new earworm for today if you heard it. Bobby Sherman with Julie, Do You Love Me? Next week, Don Rosen's been giving you a chance to win Pure Soul tickets, and that is Pure Soul, a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul. They're going to be at Memorial Hall Friday, November 8th. It is rescheduled. It was canceled earlier this year, and now it's coming back. And you can win your tickets for a night of rhythm and romance online at the events page on festivalpark.com, or win them from Don Rosen all next week right here on WRJN.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them opened? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Start your day with something special at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team handcrafts freshly made donuts and pastries just for you. But that's not all. Indulge in the decadence of a creme brulee, the layers of a rich tiramisu, or the savory taste of a hearty quiche. Whether you're sweetening your morning or treating yourself in the afternoon, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with care.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false three different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you, but they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
W-R-J-N. Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. Tells me I better get in line. I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
WRJN.
Long as I remember, the rain been coming down.
back and re-listen. Local News and Timeless Hits, they're back right here on WRJN, where they never should have left, but they're not leaving ever again. I hope. Not on my watch. Got CBS National News, Stuart J. Waddles with Local News, Mike Clemens with Sports. Coming up.
And I said, I needed you. You said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed.
Kenosha.